What we do is we celebrate the whole aspects of the LGBT community and how far that we have come, not just as individuals, but as a country, as a nation, allowing LGBT personnel to promote themselves, to be out and proud of who they are. So what we've done, 51 Brigade's taking lead on this through the community engagement, Mark, and we'll be flying the symbol of LGBT, which is the rainbow flag. And I've got to make sure they get it up the right way. You know, that would be quite embarrassing if they're flying it the wrong way. And at the moment, we're flying them in every major army in Scotland military establishment on Friday the 24th.
And that is a huge deal, isn't it?
It's a huge step forward from what we're used to. And this is all in support of LGBT Youth Scotland. So hopefully I've managed to encourage a member of LGBT Youth Scotland to attend the Stirling flag raising with the brigade commander, Brigadier Deacon. It's just to show again, Mark, that how far we've come in being all-inclusive, you know, allowing us to do this is a remarkable step forward.
And his take on it really is that if you're not inclusive, then you run the risk of excluding some of your best people.
Yeah, it's a recruiting tool as well, Mark. You know, my job is actually recruiting. So what I tend to do is trying to tap into pools of the community that we would never, ever thought of tapping into to recruiting-wise. But it's also about community engagement. The LGBT pool is there. They're recruiting age, okay, and they're part of our community. So we should be consistently working with them, showing that we can work together, Mark.
Okay, now the forum, you're always looking for people to come on board. That's quite a big step, isn't it, in the forces? It's one thing being comfortable with your sexuality and letting people know about it. It's maybe another taking it to that next level and sticking your head above the parapet.
The forum's a tremendous asset to the army, and especially the LGBT community in the army. If they've any questions they want to ask, we're constantly looking for people to come and help us, and the newer members bring their own stories as well, Mark, which, you know, might be able to help other people to be comfortable in the workplace, so that they can turn round to someone that they know that's probably worn the t-shirt, you know, got the badge, done the journey, and they can turn round and ask for confidential advice, guidance. So at the moment, I'm looking for someone to come on as a female role, as a women's spokesman for the Army LGBT Forum. And if anyone is interested in taking on that role, please, if they contact me, Mark, that would be absolutely tremendous. Type in armylgbt.org.uk and it'll take them onto the Army LGBT Forum page, where they'll see all the committee members for all the different parts of the LGBT Forum. And all they've got to do is drop us an email.